A very good evening. As for the news bulletin at 18 hours, the headlines. People's Pact petitions Constitutional Court over ECZ delimitation process. Godaza warns against the growing number of aspiring candidates. And in international news, Trump tariff threats over Greenland risk a dangerous downward spiral, warn NATO members.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. The People's Pact has filed a petition in the Constitutional Court of Zambia challenging the constitutionality of the Electoral Commission of Zambia's delimitation and naming of new constituencies and wards. The petition names the ECZ as the first respondent and Attorney General Mulilo Kabesha as the second respondent. In the petition, the People's Pact seeks a stay of implementation of the 2025-2026 delimitation exercise, as well as an injunction to restrain the certification of the final voters register scheduled for 30 April 2026. People's Pact Vice President for Strategy, Peter Sinkamba, says the petition is accompanied by a certificate of urgency, arguing that the current electoral timeline has created a fatal and unconstitutional collision between voter registration and the delimitation of electoral boundaries. Mr. Sinkamba has further contended that the certification of the voters register on 30 April 2026 would create an irreversible legal lock under the Electoral Process Act, and once certified, the register becomes the final legal basis for the general election scheduled for 13 August 2026. The Pact also states that the statutory inspection of the provisional voters register scheduled for 9 to the 23rd of February 2026 is fast approaching, yet voters lack constitutional certainty because the boundaries of the 211 constituencies were not legally finalized during the mass voter registration exercise.
A petition, the Constitution does not provide for creation of any new constituencies or wards before the dissolution of Parliament. Therefore, if the councils and the Parliament have not been dissolved, there is no constitutional basis for the Electoral Commission of Zambia to carry out a delimitation with the purpose of including those particular constituencies.
Governance and development advocates at Zambia have expressed concern over the growing number of aspiring candidates within political parties. Godaza Executive Director Elias Mulenga has described the development as a distortion of democratic principles, particularly in cases where incumbent office holders are performing effectively. Mr. Mulenga has noted that in some constituencies, more than 20 individuals from the same political party are contesting for a single position. He has stated that this trend undermines party discipline and fuels unnecessary internal conflict.
We have observed that in some constituencies, we have over 20 candidates vying for the same position, even when they clearly know that only one person will be picked. We wish to call upon the political parties to urge their members that such behavior undermines party discipline and creates unnecessary internal frictions and wrangles. This is a democracy that we do understand, but it should not be mistaken for disorderliness or unchecked ambitions. When you look at these political parties, we have got manifestos.
The Zambia Safety Awards for Excellence has welcomed the enactment of the Occupational Health and Safety Bill into law, now cited as the Occupational Health and Safety Act No. 16 of 2025, following its assent by President Hakainde Hichilema on 23 December 2025. ZASA founder and patron Helen Mwamba has described their development as a landmark achievement that aligns fully with the organization's core values and aspirations of promoting safer, healthier, and more sustainable working environments across all industry sectors in Zambia. Ms. Mwamba said the enactment of the law marks a monumental step forward in advancing occupational health and safety in the country and reflects a renewed national commitment to protecting workers, preventing occupational diseases, and fostering a strong culture of safety in the workplace. She has added that ZASA stands ready to collaborate with government, employers, trade unions, and other key stakeholders to promote awareness, effective implementation, and best practices under the new Occupational Health and Safety Act. Former Energy Minister Yamfwa Mukanga has attributed ZESCO's recent improvement in power supply to the general elections scheduled for this year. Mr. Mukanga has challenged government to prove him wrong by releasing clear, detailed and comprehensible figures demonstrating any significant changes in the country's power generation capacity. He said transparent data on electricity generation imports and overall installed capacity would enable Zambians to objectively assess whether the improvements in power supply are genuine and sustainable. Mr. Mukanga has warned that failure by the government to provide comprehensive and verifiable information would reinforce his view that the current power situation is merely a campaign strategy ahead of the August 2026 general election.
In order for the people to be satisfied in terms of answers, they should be able to provide figures, tangible figures, figures which people will understand, factual. And then they'll say, okay, we have produced 90%, 10% is what we are importing. Then it shows that if we are importing 10%, then even if they maintain the queue of after election, still there will be sustainability, because 90% is good enough. But if they don't give us those figures, they're just talking, then I can see that this is playing to the gallery, and it might just be an election campaign.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Civil Society Organization's Debt Alliance Coordinator Robert Mwale says the restructuring of the remaining 6% of Zambia's debt is likely to be delayed this year due to the general elections as national attention shifts towards the electoral process. Mr. Mwale has explained that government is expected to prioritize election-related activities, making it more likely that the restructuring of the outstanding 6% will be completed after the elections. However, he has commended the government for successfully restructuring 94% of the debt, noting that this achievement provides much-needed fiscal space for the country. Mr. Mwale has further emphasized the importance of completing the remaining debt restructuring, stating that doing so would yield significant economic benefits for Zambia.
On the entire debt stock before the 2026 general election, I think I'll tell you that looking at how things may play out and the challenge that we have in terms of getting to an understanding with those two, with the two banks that I've just outlined, the chances is that we are highly unlikely to get to a point where we can conclude our debt restructuring before August 2026. I think that is a conversation that may actually come through beyond that election period. So
the news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Trump's tariff threat over Greenland risk a dangerous downward spiral, NATO members say in a joint statement. The leaders of Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, the Netherlands, Norway, Sweden and the UK add that they stand firmly behind the principles of sovereignty and territorial integrity. The U.S. president yesterday announced plans to impose a 10% tariff on goods from those eight countries from 1 February. The BBC has more.
8 European countries threatened with tariffs by President Trump because of their opposition.